CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka Ambi. First, the main points. The 30th African Regional Assembly of La Francophonie, known in French as APF, has opened in Yaoundé with discussions centered on the need to promote democracy, human rights, among others, for a better Africa. The design and development of a truly African digital rail strategy is preoccupying participants who are attending the 3rd African Digital Rail Congress in Yaoundé, Cameroon. Over 196,000 candidates today begin sitting the written phase of the GC Advanced and Ordinary Level examinations in 443 accommodation centers across the country. And reports from across the country indicate that the exercise kicked off with no major hitches. And in sports, the University of Yaoundé 2 continues to lead the medal table at the Varsity Games in Garoua with 21 medals, 11 of them in gold. Now the news bulletin.
CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzaka. Members of French-speaking parliaments meeting in Yaoundé for the 30th African Regional Assembly say collective efforts are vital for governments to tackle insecurity, political and social challenges, and climate shocks. About 150 delegates from 20 chapters of the organization and close to 10 parliamentary speakers reiterated the need to promote democracy, dialogue, human rights, and institutional integrity in Africa to build a better future for prosperity during today's opening of the Yaoundé Come Together. The proceedings were opened by the Speaker of Cameroon's National Assembly, the Right Honorable Kavai Yege Jibril, in the presence of the Vice President of the Senate, Senator Abubakar Abdoulaye, and the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute. About 150 experts, investors, and rail transport managers from across Africa are meeting in Yaoundé to explore ways of fast-tracking the digitization of rail transport and rail services on the continent. The meeting within the framework of the 3rd African Digital Rail Congress is unfolding under the theme Digitization, a Challenge to Boost the Railway Value Chain. The event, which was officially opened by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, at the behest of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, this afternoon, seeks to encourage the design and development of a truly African digital rail strategy. Reports from Cameroon's 10 regions indicate that the 2024 session of examinations organized by the General Certificate of Education, or GCE Board, have kicked off hitch-free, despite a few cases of insecurity, absences, and late coming on day one of the examinations today. Over 196,000 candidates are sitting the examinations for the ordinary and advanced levels in 443 accommodation centers. The highest number of candidates are in the center and littoral, followed by the southwest region. The number of students sitting both exams this year has increased by over 14,000, according to GCE board officials. In the meantime, candidates for the Baccalauréat de l'Enseignement Secondaire Général, a French equivalent of the GCE level, were on day two of the examination today with no hitches reported. Voter registration has intensified in Cameroon's diplomatic missions ahead of elections to be organized in 2025. The Elections Management Body, ELECAM, has dispatched several members of the Electoral Board, administrative and technical staff to monitor and carry out voter registration operations in Africa, Europe, and America. Cameroonians living out of the country have generally appreciated the initiative to involve elections stakeholders, especially representatives of political parties, in the voter registration drive. But many Cameroonians complain of difficulties relating to the obtention of residence permits, which are indispensable to register an electoral list, and the fact that some of them have to cover very long distances to be registered. Cameroon's Minister of Housing and Urban Development has laid the foundation stone for the construction of 130 low-cost houses in the economic capital city, Douala. Minister Celestine Ketcher-Coutes, who is on a working visit to the littoral region, disclosed that the project will be complete within 24 months. She equally visited roads and drainage systems being constructed by the Minister of Housing and Urban Development in Douala. Out of Cameroon, Spain, Ireland and Norway have formally recognized a Palestinian state in what they say is an attempt to refocus attention on efforts to find a political solution to the war in the Middle East. They hope by acting together, they will encourage other European countries to follow suit in a diplomatic push that could help secure a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages held by Hamas. In sports, the 2024 University Games are in day four today in the North Regional Capital, Garoua, with the University of Yaoundé 2 leading the medal classification table with 21 medals, including 11 gold. The University of Yaoundé 1 relegated the University of Boya to an inferior position after harvesting 12 medals, including 5 gold, to climb to the second position. The University of Ngaoundéré grabbed 2 gold medals and left the ninth for the fifth position as at 3 p.m. today. That ends CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzaka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Manka Ambi.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Proceedings of the 30th Africa Regional Assembly of the French-speaking Parliament, APF, have officially kicked off at the Yaoundé Conference Center with high prospects of fruitful deliberations for a prosperous Africa and its people. Chairing the opening ceremony, the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honorable Kavayegi Jibril, urged participants to formulate pertinent proposals to enable their various governments face different challenges of the hour. Doris Badetatoekwe has the highlights of the speaker's opening speech.
Over 150 members of the French-speaking parliaments, APF, including heads of parliaments, presidents of APF chapters from member countries under at least 20 delegations, are taking part in the proceedings of the 30th Africa Regional Assembly in Yaoundé. The get-together, which comes after last year's in Niamey, Niger, is geared towards preparing for the 49th annual session billed for Montreal, Canada in July this year. Grateful that Cameroon is hosting such an important rendezvous, the Right Honorable Kavayegi Jibril in his opening speech traced the historical perspective of APF, majoring on Cameroon's dynamic participation from its inception in 1967. In essence, Cameroon is one of the founding members of the institution with the late Honorable Marigon Boa Marcel, Speaker of the then Federal National Assembly, among its pioneers. According to the Right Honorable Kavayegi Jibril, Cameroon's cooperation with APF has gleaned for its parliament benefits not a few, such as the modernization of the administration of the two houses, training of MPs and personnel, as well as the accompaniment of several concrete projects. Making allusion to the themes being developed, the speaker vaunted the role of dialogue as a catalyst to the harmonious functioning of institutions and states, citing the 1993 tripartite and the major national dialogue as Cameroonian examples which have helped the country handle its problems. He pointed out that concerted effort is necessary for nations to face common challenges. That's why APF, as a representative and consultative assembly, has opted to deliberate through the strength of proposal for the good of the French-speaking community and Africa as a whole.
Doris Bate-Tatoekwe reporting. Speakers at the opening ceremony of the Africa Regional Assembly of French-speaking parliamentarians have highlighted the role of dialogue in preventing and managing conflicts, as well as in enhancing peace in Africa and the world at large. Among the speakers was the president of the Assembly of French-speaking Parliament, Canada's Francis Drouin, who disclosed that the APF is committed to enhancing the rich cultural and linguistic diversity of Africa. Pontianus Lawong.
Cameroon has, since the creation of the Assembly of French-speaking Parliaments, APF, in 1967, taken part in all its activities. But it is the first time the country is hosting an APF event of this magnitude, coming on the heels of the Francophonie Ministerial Conference that held in Yaoundé from the 4th to the 5th of October 2023. The opening ceremony that held under the distinguished patronage of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, was rich in speeches, all centered around the role of the Assembly of French-speaking Parliaments in the promotion of peace, the rule of law, human rights, sustainable development, gender balance, education and solidarity among member countries. Addressing the Africa Regional Assembly, the President of the Cameroon Section and Bureau Member of the APF, Honorable Hilarion Etong, pledged Africa's as well as Cameroon's attachment to the Francophonie Charter, expressing the wish for the Yaoundé 3-day event to serve as a platform for debate on common issues affecting African countries. The President of the National Assembly of the Mauritius, Suruja Fokia, called for collective effort to construct the future of Africa, especially with regards to the handling of political transitions and the proper conduct of elections. He regretted that 49% of the world's internally displaced persons are Africans, an issue which, to him, deserves to be addressed. For his part, the APF president and Canadian parliamentarian Francis Drouin laid emphasis on the role of diplomacy in the prevention and management of conflict, as well as the promotion of peace, and rejoiced over the fact that Africa is setting an example for other continents to emulate. Francis Drouin further hinted that the future of the Francophonie Association lies on the shoulders of the youth, especially the African youth, and went further to renew the commitment of the Assembly of French-speaking Parliaments in enhancing the rich cultural and linguistic diversity characteristic of Africa, while concluding that the APF makes no sense without Africa.
Pontianus Lawong reporting. The 30th Parliamentary Assembly of the Francophonie has brought together some 20 delegations. The foreign delegates say the themes chosen for the event are timely. Staff man Gu Henry talked to some of them and put together the following report.
Two themes have been chosen for the event: parliamentary dialogue and the functioning of state institutions, and how useful is parliamentary diplomacy to French-speaking Africa. Jean-Charles Lupetu is a member of parliament from Wallonia Brussels Federation, and Hassan Saibu, member of parliament from Benin.
It means that when the dialogue is broken between government, it's possible to continue to discuss with the people who are the representative of the population.
Now in Francophone countries in Africa, we notice that it is in the French countries there is problems of democracy, coup d'etat. We need to deal through dialogue between people, between countries.
The assembly serves as an avenue to exchange ideas on matters concerning the French-speaking community.
I have the conviction that APF can bring something to African government, parliament and population. That's why we need to have permanent dialogue.
Our countries are different from one to other. We don't have the same political history, cultural tradition. We cannot make the same state between two situations like Gabon, Niger now. That is the dialogue we are saying now, the parliamentary diplomacy.
Some 20 delegations are in Cameroon for the 3-day event.
Go Henry reporting. And to other news, the Prime Minister, head of government, has invited stakeholders, experts and investors of the real world domain in Africa to brainstorm on ways of defining a genuine digital development strategy for the real world sector. He was speaking today in Yaoundé while officially opening the 3rd African Digital Real Congress in the name of the President of the Republic. The event is being organized by the International Union of Railways in conjunction with the government of Cameroon. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
After the first two sessions of the African Rail Digital Congress, which took place in South Africa 2019 and Tunisia in 2022, the International Union of Railways chose Yaoundé for its third meeting to continue reflections on ways of encouraging the design and development of a truly African digital rail strategy, which aligns to the AU Commission's Agenda 2063. The about 150 experts, investors, and partners of the rail sector meeting in Yaoundé have the challenge of defining the future for the digitalization of railways and services on the continent, identify major projects to be launched, and support the coordination of activities aligned to the AU Commission's Agenda 2063. During the official opening of the Congress, the Vice President of the International Union of Railways, who is President of the African Union of Railways, and the Director of Rail Systems at the International Union of Railways said it is imperative for Africa to invest in the digitalization of railways management and services in order to promote the growth of innovative services and to make rail transport once more the backbone of land-based mobility for passengers and goods, thereby helping the continent to adapt to climate change. The director of Cameroon's rail transporter, Camrai, for his part, noted that the company has already engaged in a series of processes which is placing her at the fore of digital transformation. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, who represented President Paul Biya at the opening ceremony, said Cameroon's railway master plan envisages the extension of rail lines to cover production basins, mineral sites, and enclaved areas. Joseph Diongute said the incorporation of digital solutions is of high priority in the country's development strategy. Deliberations at the Third African Digital Rail Congress are expected to result in the identification of major projects to be launched, establish profitable synergy among stakeholders of the rail sector in Africa, and contribute towards a true digital master plan for rail transport on the continent. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, the Yaoundé Hilton.
Here now is the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, addressing participants this afternoon in Yaoundé.
I am delighted that the Third African Congress on Digital Railways is being held here in Yaoundé just a few months after the entry into force of the law governing Cameroon's rail sector on the 25th of July, 2023. This new law strongly affirms the importance of the rail sector and emphasizes the need to enhance its socioeconomic role, especially considering the various projects that our country intends to implement, both nationally and regionally. These include the renovation of the railway sections between the cities of Douala and Yaoundé, as well as between the cities of Belabou and Gande, as part of the second five-year program. There are also plans to construct a new section between Gande and Djamena, linking Cameroon to Chad, as well as another segment between Nabeba, Mbalam, and Kribi, which will establish the link between Congo and Cameroon. We have opportunities to leverage digital technology in these projects, aligning with the vision of the African Union and the International Union of Railways. Digitalization is likely to offer African economies a significant means of making considerable progress in both industry and services. It appears that we are in agreement on the fact that the digital revolution will have an increasingly significant economic and socio-cultural impact over the coming decades. In this regard, we are firmly convinced that the impact that digital technology can have on railway transport, digital solutions present opportunities, given the positive externalities it may offer on safety, reliability, profitability, and the customer experience and satisfaction.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. About 196,000 candidates are today sitting the 2024 session of the GC examinations for both the ordinary and advanced level certificates. In the nation's capital, the majority of candidates made it to their various accommodation centers to write the exams, with examination officials confirming the huge free start of the session. Joyce Cliff Tata.
It is 6 a.m. in Yaoundé, and we meet young Franca perusing through her notes one last time before heading to the exam hall. Examination day for GCE ordinary level and advanced level candidates. Thereafter, she rushes to Shar and then head to her examination center in a private school. 100% optimistic.
I'm so excited. This is my first year of writing a GCE. I trust myself, and I know I'm going to make it.
At Government Bilingual Practicing High School, a calm and serene atmosphere reigns as the candidates pen down months of study. Madame Geraldine Weyengfa, the head of the center, says the exams are unfolding smoothly.
This morning, we are writing economics at the advanced level and geology, economics at the ordinary level. We have about 865 candidates who are writing on this campus, because to add to our two centers, we have three other centers that are accommodated by this center. So we have about 1,125 candidates in all.
Meanwhile, few parents could be spotted out of the school campus, patient yet anxiously waiting to have their children dash out of the gate with beaming smiles of a successful day one of the 2023-2024 session of the GCE examinations.
And from Yaoundé to Bamenda, capital of the Northwest region, where the Northwest Regional Delegate for Secondary Education, Baijong Ezekiel Ndifon, has gone round some of the examination centers in the region, where he has encouraged the students who are braving insecurity to sit the exams. Ola Titanki.
The Northwest Regional Delegate of Secondary Education, Baijong Ezekiel Ndifon, has expressed satisfaction with the rise in the number of candidates taking the examination organized by the Cameroon GCE Board this year as compared to last year.
In the Northwest region, we have a total of 30,519 candidates from the 27,100 we had last year. For ordinary level general, we have 14,212. A-level general, 9,556. Intermediate technical and vocational education exam, 4,098. Advanced technical vocational education exams, 2,653.
The Northwest Education Boss also elaborated on the proactive measures implemented to guarantee a smooth examination process despite ongoing security challenges in the region.
Security measures were taken. Wherever there's any trouble, it will be handled. And we have the exams running in all the divisions. There are a few hitches and they are being rectified.
Education officials have also noted a minimal number of absences across the region's 49 examination centers. This high attendance rate further underscores the dedication of learners in the Northwest region. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And over in the Adamawa region, a delegation from the Ministry of Secondary Education led by the Inspector General of Teaching, Jean-Paul Marcelin Mebaola, have been supervising the examinations in some accommodation centers in Gandere. Amos Enonyaket Agbo with details.
In some 13 accommodation centers spread within the Adamawa region, the over 1,700 registered candidates are writing the ordinary and advanced level subjects of examinations organized by the General Certificate of Education. The local examination officials have been on the ground to ensure hitch-free examinations. Ndifon Kracho Pius is an examination superintendent.
We have started with a number of 201 expected for ordinary level. We have also equally 140 for advanced level, that is economics, plus 6 for geology candidates.
A delegation of senior officials of the Ministry of Secondary Education have been visiting some accommodation centers in Gaoundéré to ensure the conduct of the examination. Reverend Dr. Bamu Patrick Serim, National Secretary of Protestant Education in Cameroon, is part of the delegation.
Are so happy, and we are going back with a positive impression because principles set in place by the Minister of Secondary Education have been respected in this school.
Some 4,600 candidates are also writing the baccalaureate dancing among general examinations in the Adamawa region. Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News, Gaoundéré.
The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development has reaffirmed government's determination to pursue the modernization of infrastructure, which could spur grassroots development. George Langaubam gave the assurance in Mutoroa, Mayokani Division, while officially inaugurating the about 417 million worth council edifice, with 85% of the cost funded by FECOM as subvention. Ayukjan Ashikem, please, that story from Marwa.
The gratitude of the population of the municipality of Mutoroa in Mayokani Division to the government for the magnificent edifice of the council was expressed through the hilarious welcome given to the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development at the inauguration ceremony. To the Mayor, Jean Bidi, the council building funded by the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance to the tune of 417 million francs CFA does not only embellish the town surrounded by six hills, but also provides a decent working environment. Meanwhile, FECOM's Director General, Philippe Camille Akua, added that the new council structure, with 24 offices and a 200-seater multipurpose hall, is in line with the vision of making developing cities open and sure to all, resilient and sustainable. In his inauguration speech, the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development saluted the dynamism of the communal executive of Mutoroa and said that the collective material heritage should be well managed for posterity, the overall goal being the improvement of the welfare of the population as instructed by President Paul Biya in the implementation of effective decentralization. Mutoroa, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
And on to news by another member of government. The foundation stone for the construction of decent and low-cost houses for commercial bike riders has been laid in the Peka Ventoon neighborhood in Douala by the Minister of Housing and Urban Development. Minister Celestine Kechakoutes presided over the ceremony, during which she revealed that more than 130 houses will be built within 2 years. Roslyn Forsat reports.
With 10 million CFA francs, commercial bike riders in Douala will be able to own a house made up of one living room, three bedrooms, two toilets and a kitchen. Given their financial situation, the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, together with her partners, have made it possible for them to pay this amount within 10 years. The laying of the foundation stone in Peka 21 by Minister Celestine Kechakoutes is the accomplishment of the project dubbed One Commercial Bike Rider, One Decent and Affordable House. The project size, evaluated to some 16,200 meters square, will contain 134 houses, with the first 60 houses to be built within 6 months. The ceremony in Douala also witnessed the signing of two conventions between the ministry and their financial partners, all geared towards facilitating the execution of this project. The minister and her delegation, amongst whom Littoral Governor Samuel Jodoni Vahadibua, continued their tour to evaluate roads and drainage projects under construction in the nation's economic capital. Neighborhoods like Makepe, Misoke, and Lokpom in Douala 5 subdivision, Banga Pongo and Nyala in the Douala 3 subdivision are benefiting from the Inclusive and Resilient Cities Program, PDVing. To the different construction companies, Celestine Kechakoutes, though satisfied with the level of work, recommended the respect of deadlines as all the projects are expected to be completed before 2025. Roslyn Forsa, CRTV News, Douala.
The Management of Elections Cameroon has dispatched several teams to diplomatic missions abroad to boost voter registration ahead of the 2025 presidential election. The teams are notably in Africa, Europe, and the Americas. Albert Njembode talked to ELECAM officials just back after the assignment abroad and now reports.
Pursuant to sections 271 to 274 of the Electoral Code, over 10 delegations of ELECAM officials have been dispatched to diplomatic missions abroad. Their mission is to ensure the registration of eligible Cameroonians in line with the provisions of the law. Elie Cyril Manji and Sake Zofwa are regional delegates of ELECAM for the East and Southwest regions.
I was effectively in Gabon, Equatorial Guinea, and finally in Chad. They are happy. They were waiting for ELECAM. Most of them said that it has been above 2 years that they had not registered. Those who had the papers to register were very happy to register.
I was in a mission to South Africa and Nigeria. The first stop was in South Africa, where we met enthusiastic Cameroonians. There we had a meeting with the stakeholders who were legalized political party representatives on the Joint Commission. So far we had to train the focal point.
Part of the assignment was also to listen to the preoccupations expressed and provide solutions where necessary.
Both in South Africa and Nigeria, we had this problem of a resident permit. In South Africa, Cameroonian citizens there, they said it has been for about 4 years they are not issuing residence permit, which is one of the papers to register. Back in Nigeria, they complained of having the residence permit, which is too expensive, close to $2,000, equivalent to about $1 million.
Several other ELECAM officials are carrying out a similar assignment, including the training of stakeholders in the electoral process, in line with the institution's vision to make elections in Cameroon more inclusive.
Albert Njembonde, Eva reports. The Cameroon Oil Transportation Company, Kotko, has handed over an ultra-modern solar-powered water well to the population of Bipindi in the Ocean Division of the South Region. The well, constructed by Kotko to the tune of 22 million CFA francs, has a water tank installed with a capacity to meet the needs of the beneficiary population of around 2,000 people during the peak of the hot season. Bruno Ndonyi Funye.
It feels like triumph for the people of Bipindi in the Ocean Division of the South Region of Cameroon after drinking water from the ultra-modern solar-powered water well constructed and retroceded to the population by the Cameroon Oil Transportation Company, Kotko. The project, supervised by Kotko's Director General, Jean-Paul Simon Jonou, worth over 22 million CFA francs, falls in line with the social responsibility actions of the company towards the population. Jules Wakmbala is Kotko's Public and Government Affairs Manager and representative of his Director General at the handing over ceremony.
Kotko is a citizenship company. The main objective of Kotko is to transport safely the crude oil from the oil field in Chad toward the Chad Cameroon pipeline to the international market. While pursuing this mission, we have been implementing a lot of social responsibility initiatives, and today we are in Bipindi to hand over this solar-powered water well to the city council.
Answering to the most basic needs of the population of Bipindi, Kotko has elevated the living conditions of the more than 2,000 people by providing drinking water. Four maintenance staff have been trained by Kotko to look after the system. The mayor of Bipindi, Elias Bilong, acknowledged the life-changing aid.
Water is life. We are therefore very proud with that gift of Kotko to our community.
The divisional officer of Bipindi, Frank Jala Major, lauded the Cameroon Oil Transportation Company for putting human needs alongside the economic activities.
Good water is going to be consumed by local population. We are going to have good health in our city. And we call Kotko to continue with that kind of action.
The Cameroon Oil Transportation Company, Kotko, continues to impact communities along the Cameroon-Chad pipeline as they maintain high ethical standards and respect all applicable laws and regulations, as well as local and national cultures and essential elements of Kotko's success and sustainable development as a company. Bruno Ndonyi Funye, CRTV, Bipindi.
And in sports, the 24th edition of the University Games in Garo enters day four today, with the University of Yaoundé Tou Soa still topping the medal table with 21 medals, 11 gold, 5 silver and 5 bronze. They are closely followed by the University of Yaoundé 1 with 12 medals. The University of Yaoundé Ngaoundéré quits 9th position to the 5th after grabbing 2 gold medals in 800 meters in both men and the women categories. And meanwhile, fan clubs from different universities are showcasing their artistic talent and cultural identity during a cultural exhibition today at the Jumasi camp in Garoua. Arthur Fuzer captured the sound and colors in this report.
University fan clubs displayed their unique style during the cultural exhibition here in Jumasi. Blended performances of traditional and contemporary dances, The choreography is meticulously planned, showcasing not only their support for their teams, but also their deep-rooted cultural heritage. The University of Yaoundé 1, nicknamed Atomic Bomb, mesmerized the audience with a dance that integrates traditional steps from the Fangbeti cultural zone. Oh my God! No room for failure. Their mental and physical determination is above the climatic inconvenience. The fan club team of the Yaoundé University Institute of Science and Technology rely on their determination to get the golden medal of this fan club competition.
Even though we are new in this competition, we are going to beat them with the perfect hand and perfect ambition.
Other fan clubs present are the Queens of the University of Boya, showcasing the cultural pride and traditions of communities of the Southwest region, which they consider as an asset to win this competition.
We dance the score cha-cha from the Southwest region. We are out to create an awareness that female genital mutilation is not something good for women.
These fan clubs are more than just supporters. They are ambassadors of their culture and tradition. Their dedication and passion are evident. Atu Feuze, Angelin Patrick Mbala, Jumasi, CRTV.
CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Bernadette Messomo.
Bon après-midi, Madame, Monsieur. Les travaux de la 30e Assemblée régionale l'Afrique de l'Assemblée parlementaire de la francophonie se sont ouverts ce jour au Palais des congrès de Yaoundé. Dans son discours d'ouverture, le président de l'Assemblée nationale du Cameroun, le très honorable Kavaye Yegué Djibril, a souhaité que les travaux de Yaoundé soient fructueux et porteurs des décisions susceptibles d'impacter positivement la vie des populations. Le troisième congrès africain sur le numérique ferroviaire s'est ouvert ce jour à Yaoundé sous le thème « Le digital, un défi pour booster la chaîne de valeur du ferroviaire ». Au cours de la cérémonie d'ouverture, le premier ministre chef du gouvernement a indiqué que le numérique doit occuper une place centrale dans la modernisation des réseaux ferroviaires en Afrique. L'événement co-organisé par Camrail, l'État du Cameroun et l'Union internationale des chemins de fer a pour but de faire connaître aux acteurs de ce secteur tous les bénéfices que peut induire le digital, notamment en termes de rentabilité de leurs prestations et de sécurisation de leurs investissements. C'est un peu plus de 197 000 candidats au GCI session de mai 2024 qui affrontent les épreuves depuis ce matin. Premier jour d'examen sans incident sur toute l'étendue du territoire, c'est le constat des officiels qui ont fait le tour des centres et sous-centres de leurs localités respectives. Tous rassurent sur le bon déroulement des épreuves, nonobstant des cas d'absence relevés ça et là. Jeux universitaires Garoua 2024, l'Université de Yaoundé 2, toujours en tête dans la course aux médailles. Elle totalise à ce jour 21 médailles, 11 en or, 5 en argent et 5 en bronze. L'Université de Yaoundé 1, qui a supplanté l'Université de Boya, occupe désormais la deuxième place avec 12 médailles, soit 5 en or, 4 en argent et 3 en bronze. À ce rendez-vous sportif des COPS, on assiste également à l'expression de la richesse culturelle du Cameroun. Madame, Monsieur, merci de rester à l'écoute du Poste national.